time, I went for a walk around the really pretty parts of Giggleswick. I'm sure it's all lovely, but the very pretty parts of Giggleswick, I came across St. Alkelda's Church. And I thought, who the dickens was St. Alkelda? And nobody seemed to know. So I thought I'd do some research. I thought, there's probably loads of St. Alkeldas all over the place. And actually, there is one other one in Wensleydale. So I carried on researching. And it says, she was probably, or some people think she might have been, killed by invading Danes, and that's it. Or is it? Well, obviously not. So, a bit more research. The clues are all there. A keld is an old local word for a well. And ale, or possibly hail, is an old Norse word for health-giving or healthy, as in our hail and healthy. But it can, in some dialects, also mean dance. So, ale keld, ale's keld. How did this all come about? Well, a very long time ago, and longer ago than that, long, long, long time ago, when it was all woodland, and the woods were inhabited by, amongst other creatures, satyrs and nymphs. One particular nymph must have been very good at dancing, because her name was Ale. Well, that's what I'm saying. That's why she was called Ale. She might have been very healthy, whatever. But one particular satyr was very much, to put it politely, enamoured of Ale. And he pursued her metaphorically with gifts of flowers and chocolate. And yeah, they did. They must have had chocolate in those days. But this didn't work. So he decided to pursue her literally. And he chased her. And she thought, I'm going to run downhill. Because if he's bigger and heavier than I am, he won't find it so easy to run downhill. But she'd reckoned without these satyrs. They may be big and muscular, but they're very fleet-footed. And although she was a wonderful dancer and very light on her feet, he was gaining on her. And she did not want to surrender her chastity. She wanted to remain a pure chaste virgin. She didn't want him to catch her, but he was gaining on her again. So she called to Mona, the goddess of the moon, for help. And Mona turned her into a well, Ale's Celt. Now, time goes on, and the Christians arrive in the area, and they bring all these wonderful ideas, these brilliant teachings, and they've simplified the whole deity thing. Instead of loads and loads of them, and you've got to try and remember which one does what, there's only three now. One of them is the Blessed Virgin Mary. So, seems reasonable and nice that Ale Celt is renamed, or Ale is renamed Saint Ale Celt, as she was a lady who hung on to her chastity. And, in case you're thinking, oh, that's all a bit far-fetched, what that well is famous for is that it's formed of a bit of a word, tidal. It rises and falls, but not regularly. Because when Ale was turned into the well, she was panting hard and not breathing regularly, but and that's why the well does that. Absolute proof.